Despite the supposed progress of spring, it seemed that the land was sinking into a deeper and deeper cold. In our bedtime story, Ziggy the Raven found fire. On the third morning beyond the lodge, a swirl of wind turned all the turquoise and black and gray into dull and roiling white. "My longest finger is cold," Katmai complained. "The fingers on the other hand are cold too. I can't walk fast on the grass." The knobs of brown ryegrass were slicked down with a lumpy coat of salt ice. Katmai slipped down from the top of one, his knees in the slush, face screwed up to yell again. "I can't." "Here." I grabbed his mitten, pulled him up to his feet, then up into my arms, hugging him awkwardly against my chest as Latuya rode on my back. It was a hunched over, stumbling sort of hurry, feeling out the slippery grass with my boots, seeking the relatively straightforward footing of the gravel shore. Beyond the shelter of the last windward cliff, the air pierced my eyes, whistled ice into my nostrils, stung so fiercely I could barely even look into the storm. I could barely look at anything at all. Katmai walked backward, sideways, hollering a refusal to go any direction but straight downwind. The shrieking was in stereo, one strain from over my shoulder, the other from the end of my arm. "It's too windy," Latuya yelled. "Ah, never, never, it's too windy. Ah, go in the trees." "We are heading for the trees. See? They're right over there. We're almost there."